Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous. Welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode number 45. Yes, I know French can sometimes be a bit of a struggle or seem overwhelming to learn because we have so many grammar rules filled with exceptions, otherwise it wouldn't be funny. There are a lot of French conjugation tenses and irregular verbs, and it's as if that was not enough when it comes to numbers, it also seems to go all wrong between 70 and 99. Well, today, please count on me to try to explain to you why this is, and hopefully, by giving you a bit of a historical background, you will understand the reason of this seeming irregularity, and I will also give you my tips to be able to count as easily as possible between 70 and 99. So, you probably already know, that the system we use for counting nowadays is the decimal system. Decimal, it comes from a dis, which is 10, so we count from 10 to 10, right? 10, and then 20, and then we're in the 30s, and then the 40s, etc. So, if we look at how to say these numbers in French, if I say, for example, 3 and 30, that's 3 and 30. So there's a sound, there's a consistency in the sound pattern, and the 10, the multiple of 10, ends with the sound ant. So 30 for 30, 4 and 40, it'll be 4 and 40. 5 and 50, 5 and 50, 6 and 60, 6 and 60. So we have 30, 40, 50, 60. What would be the logical step? These numbers exist in Belgium, in Switzerland, and some other French-speaking countries, and a bit more rarely used but understood in some parts of France. We continue with 70 being 70, 80 being 80, and 90 being 90. So that's 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. Right? The thing is, for the majority of French people living in France, and that includes me, we use a different way to say 70, 80, and 90. In fact, that way comes from the Middle Ages. It's a little bit of a souvenir that we're keeping to remind us of how we used to count in the old times, actually in the Middle Ages. In the Middle Ages, the system that was used to count was not the decimal system. You were not counting from 10 to 10. It was the score system. And a score is 20. So we were counting from 20 to 20. 20 is 20, sometimes pronounced 20 as well. Don't worry about that, it's just a regional difference. So we were counting up to 20, and then, so if I do it in English, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 2010, 2011, blah, 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 up to 2019, because the slices are not from 10 to 10, it's from 20 to 20, remember? And then two 20s. 2 20s and 1 2 20s and 2 2 20s and 3, so that's how we were counting. So 20 is 20 according to the decimal, the score system. How would you have said 30 in French at the time? 30, so it's how many scores? 1. 20 and then 10. So it's 20 and 10. So 20. 40. How many scores is that? It's 2 scores. It's 2 20s. Well, that's 2 20. 50. So it's a bit of math required. 50. 50, how many scores? 2 scores and then 10. So 2 20s and 10. 20. 60. How many scores is 60? That's 3 times 20. That's 3 scores. 3 20. 70. So 70 is how many scores? 3 scores and then 10. 3 20. 80 would be 4 scores. 4 times 20. 80. And 90 would be 4 scores and 10. 90. Is that good so far? So in the modern French, 70 is like the transition between the decimal system and the score system. So 70, we don't say 3 20, we say 70. And then we go to the score system. So 8 is 80 and 90 is 90. Can you follow me? So you need to count the scores there. Yeah, so a tip to count in French, because another type of mistake that I hear, like even when students know that, for example, 70 is 70, then they say 71, 72, which is a logical approach, but also doesn't work. So my rule for you to remember is that for the 70s, the 60s and the 70s, 60 is the limit. Remember that sentence. For the 60s and the 70s, 60 is the limit. That means the highest you can say is 60, and you add whatever you need to then get to the right result. So if I take 72, so 72, 60 is the limit. So take 60. How much do I need to add to get 72? That's 60 and 12. 72. If I take 78, 78, 60 is the limit. From 60 to 78, I need to add 18. So 78, that's 60, 18. So for the 60s and 70s, 60 is the limit. Now, for the 80s and the 90s, 80 is the limit. So we apply the same system. Maximum you can say is 80, which is 4 scores, 80. So 81. So 80 plus 1, 81. Okay. 92. So 80 is the limit. To go to 92, I need to add 12 again. So 92. So 4 times 20 plus 12. 95. So 80 is the limit. So from 80 to 95, I need to add 15. That's therefore 80 plus 15. 95. I hope this is clear. I'm going to test you a little bit. Go think yourself and try to tell before I give you the answer. How do you say 73? 73. So 60 is the limit and you need to add 13. 73. 73. What about 87? 87. 80 is the limit. 80 plus 7. 80 is 4 times 20. 4 scores. 87. 87. 87. 97. 97. 80 is the limit, and to get to 97 you need to add 17. So that's 80, 17, 97. And give me 76 to finish. 76. So 60 is the limit. To go to 76, you need to add 16. So that's 76. 76. Are you okay? Did you get the answers right? Well, I hope this is clear for you. If not, feel free to ask your questions at the bottom of the episode. Maybe you need to have a listen again. And yes, you have to do a little bit of math. So I'm going to leave you there for today because I am just betting your brain is all tired and smoky from doing your multiplications and additions. But I hope this has been helpful. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.